This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And honey, we're looking at everything. Today we're joined by a special guest that I almost feel like you should introduce, Rachel.
I know.
Because, you know, you've got the in. Yeah, he's a, I'll go ahead and say it, he's a very important man in my life. This is one of my very good friends, Dan Davies. He's a New York City-based comedian. He's the co-host of Question Party, which is a trivia night that is 25% quiz, 50% comedy, and 15% limbo, and 30% Mariah Carey sing-alongs. And Dan doesn't care what his dad says. This is a real job. Dan, welcome to the show.
I'll be your dad.
I'll be your daddy and tell you I'm proud of you, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
Just kick it off, right? Thanks
yeah,
for being here.
It's just turned into a much different podcast.
Well, did it? Or is this exactly what it is? Yeah, starting with light sexual harassment. Thanks for being
yeah.
here.
That's
yeah,
how we like
to
ease
here.
Our guests into the show, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
A little.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Long-time fan, first-time guest, and yeah, excited.
Yay! You are a porn watcher, yes?
I am. Yes, I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about your relationship mm-hmm. to porn.
Well, from the impetus, I am 34 and three-fourths old, so my porn started with, like, magazines. We were the magazine.
Yeah.
And, like,
generation.
Also, like,
yeah,
for sure. And then, you know, I had the dial-up and watched it, like, load mm-hmm. bar by bar. So mm-hmm. it's really evolved. This whole 4K thing, I mean, if
wave.
I could tell 12-year-old, yeah, if I could tell 12-year-old Dan, like, it gets better, dude.
Right. Just you wait.
Yeah.
You won't be able to handle where it goes.
Yeah, but. You're not going to be cracking pages in a magazine. Yeah.
Gosh, I remember one time this kid in seventh grade had a magazine from his dad. And he ripped out pictures and gave them to everybody. And I have a
wow.
little sister,
wow.
so like, yeah. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
It's
he also burnt
sweet.
All of us.
Yeah, how like yeah. socialist of him to be yeah. like, oh, I'll just be handing out this porn to share with the community. Yeah. Porn for everyone.
That was good. Yeah. That was me as a kid, for sure. That was definitely
You
me.
Were generating it. You were yeah. an artist as well. You were
yes,
drawing it and handing it out to the
and
masses.
And I was like, hey, you guys want to see what this is all about? Let me show you.
Yeah, he was that. He also burnt all of our CDs for us. So this kid was cutting edge.
Oh my God, wow.
He was the yeah.
A pillar
he was, like,
of the community.
First to, like, yeah, he was the first to hook up with a girl. I'll never forget. We were on the back of the bus going on the last day of school field trip, and he had fingered someone older.
Whoa.
Than us, which was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was describing it. And he goes, I'll never forget. We're in the back of the bus, and he goes, it feels like, we're like, what it feel like? And he goes, it feels, and there's like eight of, he's holding court. There's eight of us listening. And he goes, it feels like the inside of your mouth. And I looked around, and every single one of us was slowly reaching our finger into the inside of our mouth. And
what
honestly,
like, yeah.
he nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, not wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
You wanted to feel like the inside of your mouth because you wanted to be moist. Like, sometimes
right.
it's like, yeah. oh, it's a high, dry mouth, you know?
Right,
but
yeah, yeah.
On a best yeah. day, it's like you got a little saliva, like somebody's like peckish, you know?
Oh, sure.
Well, so the end of that story with this particular clipping he gave me, so
yeah.
I didn't know where to hide it because my mom was in my room constantly. I think she was in my room more than her room. And she knew something was up.
Yeah,
so
for
I
sure.
thought I would I thought I would hide it in plain sight, which meant my little sister and I shared a bathroom, and there was a stool that she needed for the sink in, and the stool was like a little kid, little tykes turtle, and the shell opened up for storage, and that's where I hid it, because that's where I did my masturbating, wasn't it? So I came home one day. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Inspired.
I
honestly.
Came home one day, yeah, and my mom was cleaning the bathroom, and she was like, the faucet was going, so her back was towards the door, and I saw that she had opened it, and it was like laid out on the floor. So I she didn't know that I was walking by. I grabbed it off the floor, and we just never talked about it.
Wow. She never brought it up.
Never. And she honestly, that's shocking, because the way the birds and the bees talk we had was we're going to get into it, but our family was not shy about sex at all. Huh. In fact, I wish we would have been more shy. It was a lot. But she took me to Barnes & Noble and was like, these are the sex ed books. Pulled out a couple. She goes, read these. I'm over here. Any questions? And I would read. I'd run over, ask a dumb question, go back. And that's how we did it.
Yeah. Wow. In a public space. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how cost efficient, you know, to be like, read them at Barnes & Noble. I'm not buying you all
the
books.
We're not going to buy them.
Maybe you can choose one, but you can read as many as you want here and I'll answer questions. And then we'll see where you're at.
Yeah.
Well, they were
She's
both
a
teachers,
discount
so that was,
shopper.
Smart. Yeah. Okay. When you talk about your family being open about sex,
yeah, what does
expand
that mean?
On this? Yeah, expand.
I mean,
because I did not have that experience.
Oh God, I think you should consider yourself lucky. I know it's like how everyone with curly hair wants straight hair, and people with straight hair want curly hair. Like you don't want what my poor sister and I had, because so we had a mother who was this like pillar in the community of sweetness and kindness. She's a Montessori preschool teacher. Mm-hmm. She couldn't be sweeter. But is for sure like the first to make a little joke about something inappropriate and then behind a really sweet, like, what?
Sure.
And I was like, why'd you say that? She goes, I didn't. She's Brazilian. So she'd be like, I did not mean it like these. And we're like, yes, you did.
Was she oversharing about her own life? Is that why, like,
oh my God. It's just like, okay. Yeah, it was that. And then I have a father who's like, who would pretend to cringe at those moments, but was like just as X-rated in his comments. I remember my father's in a band and I found his set list one time, and because he'd printed in the family computer, which is where a lot of this all started. And it would be like, they did a cover song. I remember that song, Hold On, I'm Coming. Hold on, I'm coming. And he spelled coming the way that my 7th grade friends did. And I was like, you know, and I want like stuff, like little things like that were starting to add up. And then, I mean,
adding up to your parents being perverts or like,
perverts. I mean, I've heard them doing the sex stuff. That was cool.
That's tough. That's tough. Mm-hmm. That's a line I don't ever want to cross with the parental figure. Never, ever.
Right. Yeah. Have you ever caught them watching porn or their porn? Like, did you ever like see their like porn collection, you know?
How much time are we doing?
Let's go. Let's get into it. I mean, come on.
Well, yes. The answer to all of those is yes. Where do I even start? A real bummer day. I guess I'll start chronologically.
Great. Let's go. This is good.
A real bummer day was looking for something in my dad's trunk. I don't even remember. And finding like this box. I got to remember to not tell my parents that I'm doing this podcast. I open this box and, you know, my father's like a hippie, cool guy.
Sure.
He took a lot of pictures, very artful.
Uh-huh.
And I found a box full of pictures and I was like, oh, that's like me as an infant being held by my naked mom, which is like beautiful.
Well,
And then the next couple looks like they were practicing for my sister, just their own porn. Uh-huh. So, you know, I don't know how many people can say they've seen their father's cum all over their mother, but you're looking at one of them.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. That is actually, that's something. I'm also impressed and like sort of bewildered by the cross-contamination of like the sweet baby pictures in the same, you know, storage special reserved area as the like sexy stuff. I mean, I see
how yeah, you're that might by happen, it? But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
And my poor sister, I didn't tell her this, and she later in life, many years later, we found out that she had also had the similar discovery.
Oh, no. Well,
a peek and shriek, as yeah. they say. Yeah. We had that, and then, so there's that, and
a bonding moment like, for both of you, I'm sure.
Finding, like, KY by the bedstand.
Oh, sure.
And, like,
my sister... I recently found this out that my sister found something in like my parents' like nightstand called that said like sex kit. And my sister like saw it and like shoved like the nightstand closed really quickly. And my mom was like, "What did you see?" She was like, "I just saw the word kit," because she like didn't know like how to like cover up, you know? And I was
What's
like,
in oh. there?
I was like, I can't believe, because I've always wondered, like, I'm very horny person, like my sexuality is a big part of me, and I'm like, it's gotta come from somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
If it comes from your parents, they're in active denial because they yes. if anything, like, shamed you a tiny bit.
Oh, it sounded 100%
like, from all those stories I've heard you tell. Yeah,
it's from my father. Ooh. It's 1,000% from my father, because that man, we found like when he was like getting a new job, and he like moved downstate to like live, well, he was starting a new job before we moved, he was living with my cousins and my aunt and uncle in their basement for like a couple weeks, and my cousin found a VHS of Naked Ty Bo, and
yeah,
and then like dragged him at like a family dinner at Macaroni Grill, and we were like, I was like 10, and she was like, Uncle Pat has a VHS of Naked Ty Bo, and my dad was like, what? It was cheaper because they didn't have the clothes on. You know?
That's so funny. That's
because the clothes
that's so
were the
funny.
Budgetary. Yeah. Like,
dads think they're so clever.
I know. He had to come back with a joke. Yeah.
We had those too. My uncle would send my dad VHS porns, and he had the Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape.
Oh, yeah.
And my friends and I would steal it. We'd go to his house and watch it. And we had to like try to remember where yeah. it was it left. Is. Like, I thought my dad uh-huh. would remember.
Where he left off.
Yeah. And actually, one of the all-time Davies family memories is that same uncle was visiting, and we were watching my sister's like dance recital. Mm. And it was my uncle, his new wife, my father, my sister, and my grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in the room, and we're watching my sister and her little ballerina. And then it ends, and it's the most close-up you've ever seen of Pamela Anderson's vagina getting penetrated by a large penis. And my dad just yells, Daniel! And I was like, oh!
Are you kidding? Yeah, like...
Not me. And my grandma, she's so old. She's this other old Southern woman, and she was like, what is that? And like, it was clinically close.
Right, right.
I don't think
God
it registered
she didn't
for
recognize.
Her.
Yeah.
No.
She thought it was a like ficus. That. I don't think hers. Like some kind of moss right indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a Georgia O'Keeffe film.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like this has, like, do you feel like you're like, oh, as like a sexual person or like in your own experience, you're like, yeah, I guess like this is just something that's in my blood.
Yeah, did the pendulum know? Swing the other way, or did you inherit some of this gene?
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as shy.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. I was bummed when his nose and his sexual appetite. And well, they're both so friggin' horny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my sister went the other way. So that's just an interesting case study.
Interesting.
And she's so grossed out by it. Because my dad would like leave the porn up on the computer. That was a real bummer. Another bummer day for me. Was coming back and seeing that he not only used the same porn website as me, but we had watched the same starlet and video.
Oh.
And I was like, damn, my dad likes Jinx Maze too.
Gotta mix it up.
I actually have a.
Do you think there's any chance he like found her through you? Like
the search history? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, did it just pop up when he like went into the search bar and it was like, oh, maybe you want this? Or
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, that's the idea that my father made, that we might have come in concert. It would be just a nightmare. The video's currently being watched.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what my mom had in mind when she was like, you should do more things with your father.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we're going deep.
I know. Ooh. Okay, so I guess we should talk about the topic.
I was going to say.
We picked amateur threesome. This was your, you picked this topic, Dan, and this is something that you like to watch, I assume.
Sure, yeah. Plus, I don't think my dad's Googled it. So that's,
your dad's not aware of this niche, so safe territory.
When you're so when you're watching threesomes, because like this could be any mix of people, but like what, I guess, are you looking for? You know,
in threesomes,
yeah,
or in any video. Well, I do. We are. I think I know you guys value production value.
Yes. Yeah.
So certainly, there's something about like the, I like the amateur videos because it just, it feels, I don't know,
real,
wholesome, and it's nice to see like a couple still enjoying sex with each other.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
There's belief. There's.
It's part of the fantasy is that they're like still so happy and definitely not thinking about her best friend.
Right. That's yeah. Oh, but you usually like, you like FMF, I guess, is my question.
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. I've had
the conversation come up in relationships where it's like, you don't want to do like an MMF? And she's like, you don't want to see me like suck a dick while you're fucking me? I was like, now we're just describing my nightmare. You sucking a dick. That's not my.
Yeah, exactly.
The opposite. But yeah, I'm an FMF.
Got you. Okay. Got you. Mm.
Yeah. Does it matter what order? Is MFF different than M?
The only difference is like MMF versus MFM. So
but I'm saying the Fs together isn't like those two girls are more into the each other than the M.
I actually don't know because I know it's different for MFM, like male, female, male means like the men are not implies, touching. Yeah.
Yeah. Implies quote unquote like bisexual. Or that not bisexual threesome, yes. Or like more like Eiffel Tower, or like we're bros high fiving, but we don't have a sexual interaction,
right? Whereas like MMF means like the two M's are together. There is going to be
they're
stuff
adjacent,
happening.
So yes. there could be some adjacent sex acts, or
right, right.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, right.
But I never actually thought about that before you asked, and it is kind of confusing. Like,
it's always implied that there's going to be two girls, they're going to be fucking, you know? Yeah.
Well, I think more so like, okay, so it goes MFF. So F1, M gets to touch, but I've seen the porns where F2, the M doesn't touch. So I'm wondering if MFF.
Interesting. Ah, wow.
I would guess that the guidelines or the like, parameters around that are less rigid just because culturally when there's two women then we're assuming that they're gonna fuck,
yeah,
you know, especially the porn space that's like largely dominated by the male gaze. I would guess that like we throw that F wherever we want, she's fucking around with the other F.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that when people say male gaze in my head, it's spelled G-A-Y-S?
It is for me too, but I like that. I actually really enjoy being like, oh, those male gaze.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun to talk about. Even though that's
because the real male gaze is a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bad at that. Like when the hashtag not all men was trending, I read it as no tall men. And I was like, yeah, I've had enough of these tall men.
We don't need them.
I'm finally here for it. Yeah.
And that does so lighten it up. Yeah. Makes it like, more fun to engage with. Yeah.
They're real anti-NBA.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I look for pretty people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a weird thing to say.
It's okay.
I'll tell you a thing I don't like.
Okay.
I don't like it. I'm okay with like a hand. I like we talk about production value, and I'm okay with like if it's a little Blair Witchy. I don't even hate.
Oh
that.
Sure, yeah, you like amateur
because I think it's like yes,
you want it to feel real. Like the Blair Witchiness is helping you buy into the notion that these people are fucking and not think about like the cameras off screen or the whatever might like challenge your suspended disbelief.
Yeah. Right.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the weird thing that I can't handle when the flash is on.
Oh yeah, gross.
It's like, disgusting. Who feels sexy under a flash?
It's disgusting. Yeah, yeah.
Terrible light. Hideous.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a big thing in like gonzo style too. I feel like where there's like a big bright light. You know,
we're in the woods and like this is the only. It's like just bring a lantern, guys. So you can do it. You know, like, we're in a car.
It's always, And why is Family Guy always on the background?
That's just yours. That's your thing. That's algorithmically happening. Scissors.
Yeah, that's just exactly. That's algorithmically is what's going on.
You're being fed those videos because you secretly love it, and you just have to unpack that at some point.
Right. And we've talked
about
this.
We've
talked about this in the amateur episode, but we understand the appeal, right? Because it feels real. You're not getting something that's feels highly produced. You're not this feels fake and this person's wearing insane amount of makeup and it's unrealistic body types. Like amateur feels approachable,
Yeah. I do like the porn professionals who seem to be in a relationship that do stuff together.
Oh yeah, totally.
Tommy Wood, True Kate. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Tommy Wood and True Kate, but I'll check them out. Excited to.
Yeah.
That I just stumped you guys on names. I got to tell you, I don't know what that says.
I don't know. I mean,
are we sure that they're the right names though?
Yeah.
You don't mean the Marley, Kate Marley. Is that what their names are?
Yeah, that's yeah, but there are a
specific channel essentially and couple. Yeah.
On they win amateur couple of the year, you know.
Well,
but also amateur stuff. You can also get amateur style stuff from professionals.
Which I'm also into.
Yeah. When we get, content creator sites like ManyVids, OnlyFans, RIP, all of those.
The one you guys sent was great.
From Lustery?
I love that. That site's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad we introduced you to it. Yeah. I think it hits a sweet spot because it really is real couples and they're, or in this case, threesomes recording themselves.
Yeah.
So and it gives you a little bit of that gonzo and that realism of I bet these people actually want to be fucking.
And also, they get sent equipment from Lustery, to record. And so it's there is a level of production value there. It's not just a shitty camera phone, even though it will get cut in between for POV style stuff. But
yeah,
it's you also get the wonderful, we'll talk about it more, but
I was going to say we should save more of we'll the save video it, right. conversation for after the break.
Mm-hmm.
Should we touch on research very quickly, Rachel, before we hop into the showdown?
Sure, yeah.
I'll just toss in a stat. I hope I'm not stealing your thunder, Rachel.
I was going to do stats, but go ahead.
I'll kick off the generic one.
Okay.
It's a big overarching, and then I bet you have more detail.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone, Dan. 2019, amateur was rated the third most popular search term in Pornhub Insights.
Yeah.
Which is I think I contributed
something.
To that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. If you watched porn in 2019, you were counted. Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I watched
it's
more
interesting
in 2020,
to see.
But.
Yeah. The kind of swing in the other direction, now that everyone can be a content creator, it's that's actually what we want to see. What we want to, what we're all craving is just seeing real connection and intimacy,
Mm-hmm.
And when produced porn does that well, it's successful.
It's a sweet spot.
Yeah. We don't really need to see the kind of I don't know, the things that we roast up on and tear apart all the time where it's this is just an unrealistic setup, and
and kind of problematic. We're not sure if the person who's being fucked is the random amateur woman is safe.
Right.
That's a lot what comes up.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to interrupt stats, but it's about stats. Because I was thinking about porn and what we're looking at. And I'm curious how many people out of 10 are looking up porn that they're looking at the kind of sex that they think that they can have or like to have versus looking up the kind of sex that they would never have, purely fantasy in this way of I could never.
I think that's tough to kind of figure that out, because
when you don't have those stats.
Yeah. When you do there are things that you're watching that you're purely just fantasizing about because there is stuff that I watch that I don't want to do in real life,
Yeah.
But then there's other times when I'm in a particular mood, I want to see something that it looks is representative of the sex that I want to be having.
Yeah. I remember I was in a long-term relationship and she had left her computer up and I saw what she was watching and it was nothing we had ever done or discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was first of all, There's not eight of me, so you can't do that.
But I think that's a common misconception. It's like everyone thinks that like whatever whatever you're watching is what you want to be having, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Which is not the
case
at all.
But porn can totally be a safe space to like extend well beyond what you want. Like it is a fantasy space. So naturally it's like, let's play in the realm that I don't even want to fuck with in real life because it's safer, you know?
Right. Because like taboo is a factor, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I would just love a ceiling that could support that type of swing. That would be the fantasy for me.
That's what you're looking for.
Great.
Well, as long as you're living in an apartment in New York, it's a tough ask, you know.
I do have some more stats, specifically about threesomes. Threesome was the fourth most popular term with women in 2019. Mm. It was the 10th most popular search term with men. And then in terms of threesomes IRL, it's the most common sexual fantasy among Americans.
Yeah.
Of the highly diverse sample aged 18 to 87. This is from Justin Lay Miller's book, Tell Me What You Want. 95% of men and 87% of women said they had fantasized about sex with multiple partners. So I don't know. I don't have stats about like how many people are actually having threesomes, but it is a big sexual fantasy.
Huge fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most common one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm I don't know how many people. Have you never had one?
I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And was it a good experience?
It was the best experience of my life.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was great. It was with a girlfriend who was there, like was a big reason why it happened. And
yeah, she was open to it. That's great.
It was great. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Too good.
Congrats. Maybe. Yes. Somehow this is a touching story to me. I'm proud of you.
I've never been in that situation, like with a unicorn. So like meaning like someone joins the couple, like the threesome that I had, we were all just
randos.
Well, the other two were actually in relationships with other people, not each other.
Ooh.
And but they were they were allowed to, you know, they were open. So and then the three of us had a great time together. So it was fun. That was your only one. That was my only one. Yeah, but I had a
three-way kiss in eighth grade, just to take it back to middle school nostalgia. And it was one of those weird, like, everybody stick your tongue out and just move towards the middle. Like, does it even count as a kiss?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, yeah,
I had
started
one,
early.
It was the first time I ever got, like, drunk with girls. It was in 10th grade. And two girls and myself were in a bed. This is so funny because they're both, like, mothers of six now.
Right.
Yeah. But
they were freak-a-leaks back in the day.
Freak-a-leaks, for sure. But they, I'll tell you, I'm still not barely hitting puberty. And to have two hands on my penis, it's never felt smaller.
Yeah.
just like that. It was gone.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it shrank.
Yeah, it's like, it used to be here. I promise.
It retracted. Yeah. I also have I have 10 tips for having a threesome from Anonymous Experience Threesomers from Cosmo. I mean, we're not an advice podcast, but you know, get a pen and paper out just in case.
Yeah. I'm looking for my, okay, good.
Okay. All right. Tip number one, remember everyone is feeling the same stress over making sure this goes well. So don't stress. The more you can relax into it, the better it will be. I mean, I'd say the same goes
sound
for all
advice.
Sex. Yeah. Number two, this one. Make sure the bed is actually big enough for all three people if you're all going to fall asleep together afterward. You know,
don't do it in
your twin size, loft size bed. This kind of goes without saying, but number three is be open to trying new things. So I think that's more like, you know.
Yeah, I would say if this is your first threesome and you're nervous for it, you are trying a new thing and you might as well, you know.
Just keep going past.
Just keep that mind open.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have extra condoms on hand, even if it's just one guy and two women. It's handy for switching condoms if you've got two women and also for covering up an easy sex toy cleanup.
So wait. Condoms.
Extra condoms.
Let me write this down. Okay.
Do you want?
Yeah,
we should
Google
go over
that. Then. Google that after. C-O-N-D-O-M.
In your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in your own time.
Later.
Put a towel down just in case. You never know.
I don't love that one. I mean, just putting a towel down when there's like not a factor almost feels like it sends a message to me.
Well, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, you never know. Like, what if you accidentally, it's the first time you've ever squirted, you know?
Totally. But that would, I mean, I would say put a towel down every time you have sex if you're worried about squirting on your sheets or not. Like, I don't feel like the threesome increases the need for, like, ceremonial towels that largely breed awkwardness, I would say. I feel like a towel is a thing that you have to get over and, like, and be like, this is fine.
I hate that shit. I hate it. I'm like, get a fucking towel. Who cares? You know? Like, it's fine. Get a towel.
Totally, by all means.
I'm pissed because I recently had an experience with a man who didn't have a towel that was worth getting dirty. So, like, he literally was naked going through his closet looking, Marie Kondoing every fucking towel he owned, being like, yeah, no, this is a nice towel. I just don't want to get it dirty.
But that's like, see, this is you're triggered now because of a specific situation where I'm like towels can be difficult because what they communicate to the person is I don't want your gunk on my bed.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, or like, I don't want mess.
Yeah.
So here's this ratty towel. And I think that's the shitty part to get over, which is similar to what you're speaking to of being like, fuck it. Like, I'm allowed to bleed or have spoogey stuff, like whatever. And like,
booty
if you're
snot,
worried about,
you know,
yeah, if you're worried about cum, your nice sheets, like, sure, put a towel down, but it does send a slightly like unsexy message.
I guess, that's why
I'm like, if you need it, if you need to protect your mattress, by all means.
Right.
But like, the towel is the least sexy way to go about it. I'd prefer to just be like, we're fucking and we're paying the consequences.
Sure.
You know,
I hear you. I mean, you're talking to a girl who has a white duvet cover and white sheets, and I never put a towel down.
And I respect you, Rachel. I respect that about you.
But, you know, I have been in the situation where
and
guys
I have
been like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
and
have
you've
a
also
towel.
Been in the situation where you've used a lot of my OxyClean, and I respect that too. Yes.
I still have it.
Okay, get back to the tips.
Sorry. Okay. This one killed me. Offer your threesome buddies a drink and a snack because it's polite.
Shrimp cocktail, anyone?
But you know me.
I feel like, did my mom write this list?
Yes.
Hospitality goes a long way.
Some orange slices at halftime. Yeah.
A Gatorade?
Yeah,
I would actually
cramp.
Genuinely love that. Like, to hydrate, like to have someone hand me like an electrolyte beverage. Come
so
on,
nice. So yeah.
A cramp in the middle of sex is so funny.
Oh, God, there's nothing worse.
Just like stretching while panting and
my
erect
God.
Is so funny.
Well, and I'm someone who, like, I don't know. I feel like this might be a common thing for people who have vulvas, but I feel like foot cramps happen like when you're coming.
Oh, yeah,
I get foot cramps just like anytime, and specifically if I'm close to or coming. It's like, sorry, I got to deal with this. Like,
yeah,
foot
like
Charlie
my foot
horse.
Is like, you know, it's like all sorts of
my toes
of
get
up.
Stuck that way. They're like, yeah.
Or like my calves. There's a lot of tension in my
I think
lower
what we're learning
extremities.
Is that all of us need more electrolytes, but also sex is fun and funny.
It is. Okay. Number 7, music helps to set the mood. I agree.
Or Family Guy.
As we've learned.
This list is quickly just becoming like sex. Heard of
yes,
it?
Yes, maybe.
Like, we started in like a place that felt more specific to threesomes.
Right,
and now I'm
just
like, this is for first time. Yeah. Like, this is for virginity. And I would say, don't lose your virginity to a threesome, but by all
maybe,
means.
Yeah. Okay. So this next one's good. Don't spend too much time spiraling in advance over who is doing what and what goes where.
That sounds.
That's a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a group project and you're not getting graded on participation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you need to sit out, get creative.
Right.
Put your hands on those tits. Make yourself useful if you're not the center of attention.
That's right.
Start
Push your
slicing
ego
up
aside.
The oranges. Yeah.
Go get the snacks ready.
Yeah.
Okay, number 9. That said, if there are hot ideas you've been too timid to try before or positions you've been saving for a rainy day, throw them in now. You're already doing something outside your comfort zone, so give yourself the freedom to lean all the way out.
Nice.
Obviously, I'm going to add with consent and permission.
Right.
Obviously. But, and then the last one, do not make your poor unicorn your couple's therapist. Very important.
As very a important. Bisexual.
Yes. Yeah. Get on the soapbox, bitch.
Very important one. Yeah. Don't be handing out that Gatorade in exchange for solving your relationship problems.
Yeah.
She won't, baby. She just won't.
The thing that always seems to come anytime the conversation happens with a partner of mine that we might think about doing it, it comes up. The two topics always come up. It's like, I'd get jealous. Mm. And it's like, I'd feel left out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. That's everyone's fear.
Yeah, I think my bigger fear, I have both those fears, but certainly the fear of being benched and being like, oh no, it like takes a turn and I feel like the outsider being like, guys, can I come in? Can I be a part of the game? You know, I think everybody has a little bit of that fear. I have that fear about orgies too. You know, I want to be a lead role. What can I say?
Right. Yeah, I know.
You want to be a... I would actually argue that it's more attention. It's literally twice as much attention.
Right. But you're also giving and receiving.
Well, certainly.
Like,
yeah. Like
you can't always be the one receiving the attention. Like you also have to give it, you know?
Yeah. I have specific fantasies about like different gender dynamics that have shifted as I've evolved my bisexuality, to be frank. But like I used to have a really strong fantasy for Devil's Three-Way style stuff specifically, because I wanted to be the center. Like, I was like, I could think of nothing better than, like, two people just pleasuring me.
Yeah.
But, like, the opposite, like, the reverse insecurity is, like, what if they just get into a vibe, like, whatever, two other people, and I'm on the side being like, oranges, guys, I got them.
Yeah, but that's when you hop in and, you know, you start touching someone's nipples or you're
kissing
someone.
You sit on someone's face. Yeah. You just you know, make a bold move.
Yeah. You got to keep yourself in the game.
Yeah.
You know?
I just heard that's called a queening when you sit on a face.
Did you hear that from the Girls on Porn Instagram account? Because someone on this very call shared some hot tips. That. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Let's do the showdown.
What a fun name.
Yeah. Let's do the showdown. Okay. Okay. All right. First showdown for you guys. Two insatiable grannies share a big cock.
God bless. I already know I love and respect this porn.
Yep, that's us.
Yeah, that's us in 5 years. Like, when does the porn granny age kick in? We're in MILF mode now.
Right, 40.
Yeah, we're going to pass 40, and then we're going to be grannies thirsty for cock.
I think the
funny word there is insatiable. Like, grandma's... Typically, not that they're usually satiated. So
they're pretty
to be insatiable.
Sated,
right.
Yeah.
To see them wiling out.
Yeah, Granny's the last to sit down at dinner. Yeah. So like to see her really go hog wild. Okay, here's one for me. Are we gonna play Twister? Or are you finally gonna fuck us? Two girls with a best friend.
Oh,
slumber party vibes.
I like that.
Yeah, we'll get to this in the video, but it has a little bit of the like mean girls fucking vibe, which I'm weirdly here for.
Yeah, but I like the forwardness. Or are you finally gonna fuck us?
Yeah, like all this Twister.
Put it out there.
You tease. Only so many times I can do left hand red and not fucking get something back. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like left hand left on red.
That was quick.
Nice.
I appreciated that.
That was good.
Okay, I've actually seen that video. So
So you had that teed up.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
It's one of your best bits.
This one.
Oh, boy. I'm excited.
Friend was to come. My wife tries hard. There has to be a language barrier.
Absolutely, but God bless a wife who tries hard, you know? She's trying her best.
Friend was to come, my wife tries hard. I can't even...
It sounds like a porn with a bad ending. Like, it sounds like, it doesn't quite work
like,
out.
No ending.
Yeah.
No ending.
Yeah.
It feels like
that
I'm
he's
having...
got her back.
Yeah. Feels like
my wife tried hard.
If you can't appreciate that, then get out of here.
Right?
Guess how dare you. You're not getting a Christmas card. Yeah.
Stand up for her.
Okay, I have two more, Rachel. She wanted to shooting us, but then she could not stand it and joined us.
She couldn't stand it.
She wanted to shooting us, you know? Yeah. She just wanted to be a professional camera person.
Yeah.
But she could not stand it and joined us, which sounds like the like Jane Eyre version of like, couldn't withstand the, you know, had to be joined. Like,
It takes like a romantic twist.
Yeah.
At the end there.
I mean, I think that's what everyone thinks is probably happening. Well, because of the because of gonzo porn, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, just eventually the cameraman gets involved.
Right. Or is the dick everyone thinks in that. Question. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Best anal amateur threesome. Ass, pussy, pussy, ass. Polyamory.
Ass, pussy, pussy, ass. Nice. Rhythmic.
Ass, pussy, pussy, catchy. Ass. Polyamory. Ass, pussy, pussy, ass. Yeah, I like that one.
Rachel's got some for her album. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like that one.
Last one for me. Two tight pussy teens take on a tall tutor with 10 inches and no rubber.
Oh, alliteration.
Yeah, a lot of it. Really.
We love to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last one for me. The girl's brother fucked us in all the cracks.
Cracks.
In all the cracks.
Yeah.
Every last one of them. We're talking armpit crack, knee crack. Yeah.
Cracks. All the
leave
cracks.
No crack behind.
Belly cracks. Just the top of the ass crack, you know, we're not going all the way in. We're just doing the crack. So.
Straight into it. Yeah.
Oh, man. I love it when these titles give me like the weirdest shit to say to people in bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, fuck my cracks, baby. Like,
fuck me.
Try to get over that. All right. We got to take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So the first video that we're going to talk about, make mine a triple. This video is from Lustry, one of our favorite sites. If you don't know, it's an amateur site based on real couples, and it's got everything you could possibly want. It's a really, really great site. We had Paulita on the show, the founder of it, and we're big fans. Can't recommend it enough.
And to clarify, you said based on amateur, like it's a website that hosts content created by real couples. And
yes.
Just to clarify, it is a website that hosts like real life couples who create their own content.
Yes. User created content. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. User generated content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It stars Anka and Daniela, and they brought over their best friend, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
And Anka and Daniela, I think, are a couple.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. And we learned that Alicia is the friend. I mean, I'm guessing that Anka and Daniela are the primary creators, that they're a couple that like regularly fuck on camera and put it on and Lustry. It on. And this is like a special video where they invite in a pal.
Yeah. Important to note, they're all Russian.
Yeah, we're in Moscow. It doesn't feel like my stereotypical idea of Moscow. It's very like bright and pastel. Just to reset anyone else's assumptions about the environment here.
Yeah. I also love... I talk about this all the time when we talk about stuff from kink.com, but I love the kind of precursor convo that's included of boundaries, what you like, what you're into, your kinks, things that you don't like. And we see that all on camera. So like we as viewers feel comfy about like what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll jump right in. Okay. So all three girls are very petite and like conventionally attractive, really pretty, really like tiny little tits and stuff and skinny. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is what I was leading to with like the Mean Girls dynamic, that I was on the fence about this, but then was eventually into it. Braces, who I don't know if that is Anka or Danielle.
That's Daniela.
Daniela has a little bit of like the vibes of the alpha chick at the slumber party. You know,
she totally is.
Alicia is her friend and she's kind of facilitating like my beautiful woman. And just the braces are just such a touch that makes it feel young. I was a little averse. Like I couldn't quite handle that at first because I was like, this has very teen vibes. I know that it's above board because it's Lustry. But I'm turned off by the feeling like everybody's nubile, but that's definitely the feeling.
It's just braces. That's all it is. Anytime there's braces in porn, I'm like
middle school.
That person's young. Yeah.
Too young.
Because we forget. Normalized adult braces. We need to normalize adult braces.
Yeah. But then
I see them. Yeah. I see them and I'm like, no, can't do that because it's young. And then I think, no, adults have them. And then I think of Tom Cruise's braces and I'm like, well, now I'm just thinking about Tom Cruise.
And that doesn't turn you on?
Oh,
not like it used to.
Yeah. So after this interview, like or this sort of like setup phase, they like eat some strawberries. They kind of do some like
mood setting.
Mood setting, some sort
the
of
snacks. See, it's a plate. Snacks. Snacks.
They're like smelling the strawberries. I was like, this is an interesting, it's very like ceremonious, but also kind of like silly and like, you know, it's a little they I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but they like really elaborate in this space of like setup. And then we get to the sex and I am won over once we start fucking.
Yeah. And I've said this before, but sex with women is amazing because there's so many compliments.
Yes.
It's just nonstop compliments.
It's just nonstop like, oh, your
hair smells amazing. Yeah, like your bra so cute. You have such a cute butt. Like it's just constant compliments and I love it. You know? And there's also really great communication throughout this whole video, which I appreciated. And I also love that Anka was like, I had to take my bra off by myself.
Yeah, they're a little bratty, like pay attention to me.
Oh, so sorry, you know, like
solve that left out problem. Like, this immediately addresses the insecurities we were talking about.
Right. And then, you know, she gets to be the star for a little bit. Everyone gets their own turn. You know, it's very much like giving and receiving, which I really appreciated. And you know what? You know, I love to see a sex toy included.
Yeah,
so I was stoked on that.
We get a couple of vibrators that are incorporated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was missing one thing for me.
Okay. Which was?
A man.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Fair. You know, that's fair.
So you need to see a dick in your porn. You want to straight up do. Yeah. You want to emulate, you want to live vicariously through a guy. Or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You aren't like more into
very
watching.
Pretty.
Yeah.
No. I could get started on something like that, but it's not gonna bring me home.
Okay.
Got it.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Very clear.
Only if only because it's such a trope that men like girl on girl stuff that I'm like just by my job, my career is about taking a left when everyone goes right. Like that's my job as a stand up is to look the other way. Like how does it look differently to me? So like when I'm like, oh, every guy's like, ugh. Like when girls are making out in college, honestly, I was like, guys, they don't want to do this. They're just
if it's any reassurance, in my case, they did. I thought I was being performative for the patriarchy, but I was having a great time. So let that reassure you a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe Stacey and Ashley at Alpha Sig were having a great time.
Yeah. You never know.
Maybe Ashley was more than Stacey, but I wish them all well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I will say the one thing that this video did that I have like flagged before, like this goes in line to like lots of compliments. Like I love the compliments, but there was so much moaning that it became like meditative at a point. Mm. And I don't like, especially on like young petite, like it's worse on like young petite women somehow.
Oh,
where I'm like,
sure.
It's performative. It feels like being like, like constantly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Vocalizing. It just felt like it got into like a pattern that wasn't real, but then it like went away. You know, I think
that. Yeah, that's funny that you.
I feel like it was like front loaded, and that there was, you know, like when you sort of zone out of a porn and you're like, huh, like it's a little monotonous, guys. But then it switched, and then once they like really started to like come or get into like when we got into like face sitting and people like bucking like different girls like riding each other's faces, and it got a little bit more intense. Those sounds went away, and I was like, aha, yes. Yeah, like they were still moaning, but it didn't have that like exact performative like monotony that we.
I would argue that like moaning can sometimes be a way of like arousal.
Totally. And I'm not saying like no moaning. Like I'm a moaner. I like to be breathy. I like to vocalize. Yeah.
When I'm like getting warmed up.
Yes,
you know?
It's part
like,
of the warm up.
You know.
It's a fine line, right? Like it's the difference between like over the top tears on film and like a single like subtle, you know, like it's just a performance critique
of course
of like it just was a little over the top for me and it made it feel forced, but then it went away and then they really started to like fuck each other and I was like, yeah, we did it. So I get that it was almost like a warming technique or like let's get past the awkward strawberry phase and into like just enjoying each other phase.
Right. I also loved that even when like people were, because they had the moments of like taking the video or taking the iPhone and like shooting like POV style. Mm-hmm. It was like even when someone was filming, they were still getting some sort of attention, you know, like
or
there
they
was,
were
like,
pleasuring themselves. Like at one point, the blonde
Alicia was just,
thank you.
Yeah.
Was like
watching.
Shooting like her own toy, like penetrating her and then including the shot of.
Right.
The other two girls like fucking nearby. And I also like, this is such a funny detail, but I noticed what like care they took with the phone. Do you know what I mean? Like they were like clearly doing like smooth shots, but like still having a good time.
Right. They're professional.
Like these are fucking pros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will never underestimate like just like watching and jerking off, you know, like that is like sprinkle that in every sexual encounter, you know? I think it's hot.
I think, looking over and seeing someone both in video and IRL, like, let's say I'm getting a blowjob.
Yeah. Heard of them?
If I clock that you are touching yourself while that's happening, that's like, that's as cool as it gets.
Yeah, that's the hottest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting pleasure, giving, you know, getting turned
pleasure
on by watching
someone. Pleasure you're receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Super hot.
So great.
And like,
so
you know, great. I loved watching, everyone kind of came in their own different way. Like I loved watching Anka because it was like a bucking style, which is like, that's similar to like how I'm going to come, you know?
Not everybody can handle it.
Yeah.
This tiny little petite 18 year old can handle it. So can you,
America. Know? And then she was like, you know, I loved also like when Alicia came, she was like needed to like cool down, like sometimes it's like overstimulation and she was like, oh my god, I just like need a second, and then they all just like laid
that's
down.
Also really hot.
And they all just
I will
kind of,
say
like, cuddled. Yeah,
it was, I thought of a second thing it was missing.
Oh, okay give it to us.
Orange slices.
Family Guy. That's three.
Nobody brought. yeah
but I did love at the end that they were like, we're hungry. Like, what do you want to eat?
Order Italian.
Yeah.
But I don't want like orange slices after that, like a long, like half hour, three person fuck. Like, I want Rachel's like risotto or something. Yeah.
Well, what we didn't see was them trying to pick the restaurant for 45 minutes. Why I just had it. I just had Italian. I don't
it's so true. It's so true. Well, do they have
anything
vegan?
I don't like the
vegan?
Way they do it, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not trying to be that person, but I did promise myself I'd do a week vegan. Yeah. I liked it more than I thought. I liked it when I saw, when you guys sent it out, I was like, gross. That's not, But yeah. then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I did not know we were supposed to memorize their names. I feel bad.
Oh my God.
I didn't know.
That's my job. That's my job.
Yeah. That's Rachel's purview. I'm always bad about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you did like the site though, because then you started clicking around.
I got to tell you something. Yeah. We could talk about any other video on that site. I got deep into the site.
Now you're
my business
fan.
Partner was like, what's going on? You haven't logged in. I was like, I'm working on other stuff.
Yeah, researching. Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how we want.
Yeah. Like, we take it seriously. We're trying to just find some good content for everyone.
I was surprised you sent the second video on the platform that you did.
Yes.
I don't know if we're even allowed to say it.
That
was
like
that was the first thing I noticed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we sort of we purposefully feature ethical sites set against the less ethical sites, and the less ethical or the bad side of things can vary or you know, have different elements that contribute to whether we consider them ethical or not. This one is actually from Pornhub has changed their policy recently where you have to be a verified person to post content. And this is from a performer where we'll see what you guys have to say. I'm not going to speak super highly of it, which you sort of feel bad about.
Right. But this is from her own. Yeah. This is her own content that
she
made.
This is also self-shared content. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is amateur, but it's on her Model Hub page on Pornhub.
What did you guys think of it?
There are a lot of things that I did not like.
So first of all, it's called Slutty Maid Caught Up into Threesome.
Yes.
Brooke Johnson's channel, and then Sexy Spunky Girl and Mr. Spunks and the other performers. Okay, go ahead, Dan. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Well, this poor slutty maid was just trying to do her job, and she got caught up in this threesome.
Yeah. I know.
It's happened 1,000 times.
We've all heard the story. Yeah.
And she's like, what? She's just stealing a cheap necklace, you know, and she's wearing the most insane outfit I've ever seen.
In theory, she's working at this hotel and this is the uniform.
Right. And this man happens to have a camera, you know? He's like, what are you doing? And he's like, you know what? I'll let you go if you give me a rough blowjob. I'm talking rough.
Fucking your throat, spit, and smacking your face with my cut. Yeah.
Right. So immediately, I don't like this setup because I'm not into any sort of
coercive
fantasy. I don't like any sort of coercive setup, anything like that. Like, it's hotter to me if the person's
She was working.
Yes.
She had a job to do. She has somewhere to be.
Yes.
She got a quota to fill or something.
Right.
I also immediately...
It's on the clock.
Right. Yes.
Not on the cock.
Yeah. And I also couldn't help but think about, because I'm watching that impeachment show right now about Monica Lewinsky, I couldn't help think about Paula Jones working in the hotel room where Bill Clinton was pulls his dick out.
He's
like,
give me a blowjob.
So that's all I could think about while watching this.
That's just great.
Immediately didn't like it because I just did not like the demeanor of the guy behind the camera.
He was very
bossy. I felt like he was simultaneously the stereotypical racist white guy in a bad movie.
Yeah.
And
I knew what he was going to look like before we got to see him. You know what I'm saying?
And he was the younger brother in Good Will Hunting. You know, he just had these he's too pushy and just
it just was so obviously for the male gaze.
He was calling the shots and I didn't like the shots he called.
And I didn't like how he kept saying, good girl. You know, good girl. I don't like that.
She has to do what you say. You know, it was just very.
Yeah. He just unfortunately is the kind of, he just grossed me out. He really grossed me out.
You don't like good girl, Rachel?
I don't. I mean, I think there's a way that you can say it, but I don't like the way that this man said.
I don't want this man's approval is the thing.
Yeah.
I don't want his sign off. I don't want him to share opinions about me at all. He gave me a vibe that is just
I'm Also, I'm 100% brat on the BDSM spectrum. So I don't want to be told that I'm a good girl. You know, I don't want to be told because I'm not a good girl.
You're a bad girl and you're a fucking brat.
Yeah, whoa. Exactly. So, you know, I'm
is that
really
a thing? There's like a, there's
oh, yeah.
names.
There's a quiz you can take. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Send it to me. I want to know who I am.
I will. I
also 100% brat, baby.
Yeah. So I don't want to be told that I'm a good girl because I'm going to do, even if I am a good girl, I'm going to do stuff that makes me be a bad girl because I want to be punished.
So you're a brat. Laura, do we know what you are? Has it been discussed?
Yes, it's a very comprehensive quiz. So like the answers it gives you are like pretty intense. I don't have a 100% in anything, I don't think. So it's hard for me to remember. But if you're curious, I can, you know, share it with you later.
Okay. Yeah.
To take their my photos.
Yeah.
The only good thing I can say about this porn is that like the wife who comes in, we didn't even get to that, but like maid is being coerced with this blowjob. Wife comes home and then essentially like husband and wife coerce the maid into further sex. The only thing I liked was that she touched her own clit at one point. I think that was the only
for a
minute. It was like, she was like, is this welcome here? And then was like, maybe not.
Yeah.
I just, the way I sum up this porn is that I feel like it's the Joe Rogan of porn. Did anybody else get that vibe? You were like,
it just was no one else's pleasure was prioritized. It just was his.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so funny.
That I didn't like that. I wasn't,
One hilarious shot I do have to mention also. There's like a really weird insert shot where like we have a long continuous like Gonzo style shit and then we cut to fucking and the guy just like pops up from behind. It's where like the women start to engage and the guy just like pops up from behind them and like yells something and then we cut to a different shot. Like it felt like a joke. Like it felt like a parody of itself. It was so bizarre and sudden. Anyway, sorry, Dan, what were you gonna say?
Well, I enjoy your breakdown of it. And it makes me feel like a silly, basic boy, but I was just not even close to it being attracted to anyone in the film.
I know. Yeah. That's also hard.
That was a challenge, yeah.
So, yeah. So I was just like, okay, I guess,
this is gross, I mean, like,
I thought the room was gross, too. I was like, this room's gross.
I mean, like, you know, I can, like, I don't need to be, like, physically attracted, you know, like, I can definitely get off by like watching people, you know, that I would never necessarily like sleep with
fuck
in real life,
IRL. But
like there was just the setup was really the main thing that I really didn't enjoy. And I don't,
his haircut,
I know he had like he had like a mohawk. It was really weird. And I don't, it's really hard for me to watch like fluid play when I'm not horny. And this video did not make me horny. So like watching like any sort of like spit play, cum play, like anything like that, like I was like, oof, this is tough.
The licking, they're just licking.
But if I am like in the moment, you know, like I'm like, fuck yeah. You know, like, if I'm horny, like I'm into it, then I'm like, that's hot. Yeah.
This didn't earn that threshold. This didn't that heat.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes with like trashy, like, you know, like random hotel room porn like this, I can get into it. But there were just so many prohibitive factors. It didn't. Yeah. It never won me over.
Right. Well, like, I mean, I'm not saying like not the Stoya stuff was like hotel room, but like around the world in 80 ways or whatever. But
But like classy and really talented sex workers doing like incredible feats.
Right.
But I mean, I'll even, you know, you've heard on the show plenty of times or like we've watched something. I've been like, secretly, I like this weird hostel fuck, you know, like this weird, like we're in a European hostel and this guy, you know. But this one, it just was too much of a mess. And I was not endeared to the performers. I'm sad to say.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I did really enjoy the Lustre vid.
I did too.
That was hot.
That was fucking hot. I'm going back to that. I watched this very morning, but that's absolutely like central Spank Bank material for me.
It's going to be in the Spank Bank. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even with the braces.
I'm just going to skip the section at the top because once she's eating pussy, I forget she has braces on. And so it's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Anything else you want to plug before you go? Like any last parting thoughts about...
Tell our listeners where they can find you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny to talk about plugging on the show.
Pun intended. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Yeah. Come to a question party. We're weekly in Williamsburg at a bar called Freehold. And on Wednesdays, we're there. Rachel is one of the OG attendees.
It's true.
And we've had the pleasure of growing quite a bit since then. And so we're also in the city meatpacking on Thursdays. But it's fun. It's like trivia on cocaine. Mm-hmm. Our agent doesn't like it when I describe it like that, but that's what it is.
And if they want to see some of your comedy or follow you on Instagram, drop your handles.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I'm Dan Davies here. It's great. You would appreciate, we do a round called Porn Starlet or Yankee Candle Scent.
I'll be back in New York in December. I'll make a point to come to one of the trivia nights because I haven't
come.
Been yet.
Please.
I want to.
Yeah. Please, please, please.
And you have to come to our live show, which we'll plug more on the show later. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that. Amazing. I would love that. This was such a joy. I've been wanting to do this since I heard that you were doing it. And I'm so, so cool to see you guys blow up. It's been a joy.
Thanks so much, Dan.
I'm also, no joke, right now getting a foot cramp.
Okay, we got to go. We got to get the boy a Gatorade, you know?
Yeah, it's doing a whole claw thing right now. I'm not kidding.
All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a sexy little 5-star review, feel free to drop your Instagram handle so we can tag you and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.